You're listening to SBS News.
Medibank is in the business of covering unforeseen medical costs, but it didn't see this coming. The health insurer, which didn't have its own policy against cybercrime, on Wednesday confirmed in a telephone briefing that the prognosis of the October 12 data breach is worse than first thought. Medibank's Chief Executive Officer, David Kozka, says it's a crime designed to cause maximum harm to the most vulnerable members of our community.
Previously advised, we have evidence that the criminal has removed some of our customers' personal and health claims data, and it is now likely that the criminal has stolen further personal and health claims data. As a result, we expect that the number of affected customers could grow substantially. Again, I apologise unreservedly to our customers. This is a terrible crime.
What this includes is the personal data of all its customers and a significant amount of claims data which reveals medical procedures and diagnoses. Medibank's main brand, as well as its cheaper online offshoot, AHM, and international student customers, both past and present, are all affected. The news sent the company's share price plummeting, falling more than 15% after a week-long trading halt ended. Medibank's put the cost of managing the disaster at up to $35 million for things like customer ID protection and tech investments, but that doesn't include potential regulatory or litigation-related costs. The company is now refusing to say if it's been held to ransom or explain how the hacker gained access. It only realised the data had been taken after the hacker provided a sample. But Medibank's Group Executive of Technology and Operations, John Goodall, says he believes they're no longer in their systems.
The tools we deploy basically are set up to prevent that, to prevent entry into the system, to prevent malicious activity on the system, and all the feedback we're getting from the eyes on glass, if you like, that are monitoring systems are telling us that the hacker's not in our network.
The federal government is set to introduce new laws this week to drastically increase penalties for companies that fail to properly protect sensitive data. Sanjay Jha is a professor and chief scientist at the UNSW Institute for Cybersecurity. He says he's not surprised by the attacks, but says there needs to be tougher measures and a greater awareness of cybersecurity.
Definitely tougher penalties would motivate them to have better mechanisms in place. But also, like any of these things has lowered public confidence, and the businesses will be hurting if they don't look after customer data carefully.
Professor Jha says there needs to be a joint effort by the public, industry and government to challenge cyber attacks.
It's not going to disappear anytime soon because the bad guys definitely will keep exploring, and it's the nature of technology that new things being implemented may leave certain holes, but we've got to be more diligent.
Medibank's offering customers a pause on premium increases until mid-January and has withdrawn its full-year guidance for policy growth, which was 3.2%. But the real cost is to customers. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.